This is the SML Podcast.
Abraham Lincoln, Fucklord of the Moon.
Now, is that by the same author that did the Vampire Slayer
one?
We're
not a book podcast.
I have no idea.
Let me look. You should probably find that.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
You know what else you should probably do? Intros.
Awkward silence.
Intros.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
Awkward silence.
That's awkward silence, and this is the SML podcast.
Woo! That didn't take long at all.
Joe, get off your phone. This is not the on-your-phone podcast.
This is the phone podcast.
Here it is. Abraham Lincoln, Fucklord of the Moon. No, this is important.
It is really important.
Catherine DeVore?
I don't know if that was the one that did the other one, because I don't read. Readings for suckers.
I got to read this. At long last, Abraham Lincoln is ready to face his greatest enemy, Emperor Komai of Japan. After years of ninja training, will America's greatest president, who also happens to be the Earth's greatest master of the sexual arts, be able to defeat his nemesis and claim the moon as his own?
I just headbutt the microphone.
Yeah, you almost knocked the mic over. That would have been awesome.
Find out in the thrilling conclusion of the presidential fuck saga. So that means there's...
Fuck saga?
It's a saga?
There's other fuck books?
Fuck saga. It's a fuck saga.
Every week that I think we're going to have a serious podcast, like a good, solid, serious podcast,
this is,
and then this, dude, and then the fuck lord shows up.
This is incredibly serious.
This is fantastic.
Hey, Kindle price, $2.99.
Kindle price? Actually, that's
outrageous, like gems.
On the Zon.
on
gems
the Zon.
Are.
Let's see, what other things has this person written? Truth or Dare Gangbang. Gender swap threesome. Abducted by gay aliens.
Can you please send a link to this author to Jordan? Because she'll lose her shit. She's absolutely furious at the fact that like a lot of authors are just churning out like bullshit books and getting paid really well for it.
Oh, here we go. Taken by the Slender Man.
Oh. Hey, that's relevant, right? Sort of.
Nina versus the Mummy, an erotic adventure.
Oh, shit.
Awakened at the Wizard Academy.
Is that like Harry Potter fanfic? Or is it all fan fiction?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Whore for the Night. There we go. Punished by my professor. The Genie's Lover.
This is like the best start of a podcast in the world.
Gay for Pay, the Billionaire's Straight Boyfriend. Anything for Her, Trans Erotica.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah. Where are the other presidential ones? Gangbangs Galore. Like,
That's the first one.
Oh, here
of
we
the
go.
Saga.
Abraham Lincoln, Ninja Fuckmaster. Oh, here we go. Abraham Lincoln Presidential Fuck Saga. Did they mention all the books?
Can we get a box set?
A box set of the Fuck Saga?
I think it's just digital.
Damn it. There goes my Christmas idea.
Warning, this 11,000 word bundle contains all three of Catherine DeVore's wildly sexy tales of Abraham Lincoln's unknown sexual exploits. Adults only? Really?
So how about that new Mario video that came out?
I didn't get to watch it. I
didn't get to watch it either.
What, the Mario 3D?
But Joe watched it. Video?
I didn't see the video.
Joe didn't watch it.
So no. Then let's not talk about it.
No, tell us about it.
He didn't watch it either. Nobody watched it. I didn't watch it. I was working at Game
Apparently,
Store.
It's awesome. So
no, I heard
moving
it was
on.
Really good.
Well, yeah. It is a new Mario game, so I don't doubt that it's awesome.
Wii U gets a new deluxe bundle.
Yes.
Yep.
They're getting rid of Nintendo Land. They're giving you Super Mario Bros. U and Luigi Bros. Super Luigi U.
Wait, you get both?
Yes.
Yeah. On one disc.
What?
One disc.
See, now that's a bundle. That actually pisses me off because
I put money down on the Zelda one.
Yeah, but you get the friggin' Zelda controller.
Yeah.
That makes Joe like a rock.
Oh, like a rock.
Titanfall has a release date. March 11th, 2014.
Same day as Dark Souls
2.
I thought that was March 14th.
Nope, 11th.
Nope, 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah, guess what game I'll be buying?
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
And not to mention the fact that Titanfall's collector's edition. What the fuck?
Yeah, I guess we'll go right into it.
What the fuck?
Everyone knows that I'm like the collector whore of the group here.
I think, to say the least.
That's not really a debatable subject.
No, not really.
But I'll be the one to say it. They're getting way out of hand with collector's editions.
Okay, so what this is, so everybody knows, is you get
an 18-inch... I don't even need to read this because
he knows it off the top of his head.
An 18-inch Titan figure that has LED lights and a motorized cockpit. It also comes with like a schematics art poster and was a 194-page hardbound art book.
Hardcover art book featuring 190 pages of rare concept art. It's so rare it'll be in every collector's edition, probably all over the internet.
I think they're selling that separately as well.
You get a schematic poster and you get the game.
Yep. No DLC.
What's the price?
Not even a steelbook.
What's the price? Nobody said a price.
$249.
Oh shit.
$99.
So if you were to buy...
Welcome to the next gen. Woo!
It's on PC and 360 as well.
Yeah, well, PC's always next gen.
But
PC, PC's the gen.
PC Master Race porting in.
I'm leaving.
So the day that gets released, if you were to buy the Titanfall Collector's Edition and you were to buy the Dark Souls 2 Collector's Edition, which is what, like 130?
I can have the statues fight.
Like yeah, 119.
119? You would be paying as much as you did for the console that you're buying it on.
No, not even, because you could get an Xbox 360 for $200.
You're incorrect, because my PC cost way more than all that bullshit.
We said console. We said console.
Okay.
Console.
But yeah, I think they're going too far with collector's editions. I honestly thought this, people have been listening to the podcast for a long time.
We can cancel the intervention for Joe now.
People who've listened to the podcast for a long time
know
can't. That
it's still pre-ordered.
I've been sick of these things for a long time, these statues coming in. I do want the Dark Souls one because that one
is ill.
It's cool enough to, like, you could have that on your bookshelf as the only statue on your bookshelf, and people be like, what the fuck is that? That's awesome.
Right.
But this thing's just gaudy and big. I bet that part of the cost, though, I'm expecting it to probably be heftier, somewhere like a cross between the Skyrim Dragon and the BioShock Big Daddy. I think it'll have more weight to it than
I wouldn't be surprised if it was along the quality lines of the Last of Us statue.
Yeah, that one's pretty nice.
And then you add in lights and motors and shit that moves. Like I'm not against
more things to break.
I'm not against figures and, you know, big cool looking light up display. Like I'm picking up my Batman Collector Edition on Friday.
That one's supposed to be
Are you coming to the Midnight release?
I have it at Best Buy.
Oh.
Someone's vibrating.
Wasn't me.
That is probably me.
God damn
My phone is going out of control because everybody's really pissed off about PAX, like I am.
I felt it in my bottle. I felt the vibration.
Gross.
I felt it.
So EA has revealed the single-player campaign trailer for Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
Now with 200% more dog punching.
Yep. You punch a dog in the face.
I like how we were talking about Collector's Edition and then just ended.
Well, yeah, because I'm just trying to zip through the news. We got our Titanfall out of the way.
He wanted to talk about Collector's
Edition.
You wanted to talk about, okay, yeah, we could
Collector's
we could talk
Editions
more.
And how they're going a bit too far. They need to ease it up. Like, I miss the days. What?
Kunal.
Tim, how are you?
Good. How do you feel about Collector's Editions?
How do I feel about what?
Collector's Editions.
For what? In general?
For Titanfall.
Titanfall?
You were a terrible guest.
I didn't know
about it. Surprise, you're on SML Podcast. Woo!
Damn. Peace, guys.
All right, say hi, Kunal. And then I'm going to run away with the phone for 5 minutes.
Hi, Kunal.
Hi,
Hi.
Hi, Kunal.
Okay. Tim's out.
Keep going. I'll be right back.
Awkward silence. So that son of a bitch is gone.
Collector's editions. So, yay.
How about Dream Theater? Want to talk about Dream Theater again?
Fuck off.
I don't know. I just personally, I miss the days where you would pay an extra $10 and get a steel book and a little mini art book or something, maybe a soundtrack. And now we're getting to the point where you're going to be paying 4 times more.
Dude, honestly, like the collector's edition recently that I was totally cool with was the Diablo one. Like they gave you this like little figure.
The USB?
The USB
drive skull?
Yeah, which was loaded with Diablo 2 and LOD, which is normally $20. Like it's a battle chest essentially. They don't give you the guide with it.
Yeah.
But essentially that's $20. But it's a figure that actually serves a purpose.
Yeah. Has the art book with it. Came
has,
with a Blu-ray.
Yep, came with a Blu-ray for the making of. And came with a soundtrack.
Only $100.
And came in, it gave you some in-game content that you can't get with a normal copy. If you were to literally just take face value of the game itself, just
$50 game.
That was a $60
game. $60 game.
So $60 game.
Blu-ray.
Well,
$15-$20.
$60 game, the battle chest essentially on a USB drive,
extra
which is
20.
An extra 20, that's already putting you at $80.
Yeah.
So essentially all the other stuff that they put into a collector's edition was a solid collector's edition.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel it was overpriced. I think you got enough that you felt like you were getting value out of it, and it was definitely limited enough that you couldn't just walk in as long as you had the money, you got a version of it. Because I wanted a version of it and I couldn't find them.
Really?
Well, I mean, like,
I walked into GameStop and they're like, oh, we have one more. The guy never picked it up.
Well,
I was like, oh, really? It's been 3 days.
Well, the thing is like, I wanted it day one. I got it day one release at midnight.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any more, so I couldn't, I couldn't buy one.
Want to buy mine?
And then after I already bought the regular edition, I wasn't about to buy a collector's edition for the game that I already bought. But regardless, had I got the opportunity to purchase that, I would have done so. But everything else, I mean, like every other game that I've bought so far, I have not been compelled to be like, oh, wow, I really want that collector's edition. Like, I mean, I know you're different because you're a collector. But at the same time, I just feel like, the not hardcore collectors that want collector's editions, they're very few and far between.
Yeah. Like I think the company, I never thought I'd say this. I think the company doing it kind of right now is Square. Mm. I mean, look at Kingdom Hearts. It was a pre-order thing, but it was still just a limited version. It was the game, same price as the normal game, but it packaged in an art book packaging.
That's interesting.
And it came with like a bonus theme for the PS3. I mean, it's nothing big, but it was only $40.
Right.
Which is, they're doing the same thing with Final Fantasy X and X-2, where they're just going to release it in a deluxe package packaged with an art book. They did the same thing with the Hitman trilogy.
Uh-huh.
The first run of that was presented in the whole art book style packaging.
Yeah.
And it's the same cost as the normal game.
Yeah, and it's just they do a limited run, and then, whoever picks them up, cool.
I think, EA has kind of done it with their first run limited editions, but it's just like shitty DLC.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, too, it's like I've seen a lot of games where it's like, oh, yeah, first runs you're going to get this, and first runs you're going to get that. But it's like it's so minuscule that it's just like, cool.
I mean, that's another one that wasn't horrible, I mean, some of the contents were, but the Beyond Special Edition, which was pretty much pre-order only at GameStop. You guys don't have any up there?
I don't know. We might. I don't.
It's pretty much.
Today was my first day, Joe. I wasn't paying attention to stuff like
you're a pussy. But pretty much, it was same price as the normal game. Oh God, he's what the?
What a fan.
What's your favorite, Tim?
I don't know.
But
the Beyond the Toolman Taylor. What? You're in the other room. Fuck you, Tim.
No one can hear any of that.
That's cool.
But the Beyond Two Souls, it was the same price as the standard game at any other store.
Was it with the Steelbook?
Yeah, it came with a Steelbook and some bonus DLC with like an extra chapter in the game. And it had some like avatars and a theme. And this part bugged me. It advertised that it came with the soundtrack. It was four songs.
Nah.
And now on the PlayStation Store, they're selling the Beyond Two Souls extended soundtrack. Like, really? You advertised it having the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And you're giving me four fucking songs?
So now they're going to start doing DLC for extras.
I mean...
it's like, now they're getting to the point where it's like, well, we already have the whole soundtrack done, and we're just going to give you a couple songs, but if you want to download more of the songs of the soundtrack, then you could pay more for the DLC for your soundtrack that we gave you for free.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking assholes.
I mean, Atlus does it with their DS releases, too, where, like, the first pressings of Etrian Odyssey or Shin Megami, they come with, you know, it's nothing huge, but there's no extra cost to it, so it's like a little, maybe 10-page tiny art book and a CD with, like, six or seven songs on it.
Hmm.
It was free. It was extra. It was just, thanks for buying it early and supporting us from the beginning.
Yeah.
I like that companies still do that. Then again, I still miss the days when a collector's edition was Lunar Silver Story Complete.
I'm trying to think of like other... I know we had this conversation before, but I'm trying to think of other collector's editions that I bought, but I honestly don't think I did.
I just think when it gets to the point...
Oh, no, like, I bought the... And I know I mentioned this before, but I bought that Saints Row one. Yeah. The one for the third. And those headphones sucked so much balls. Oh,
their
so
Game
bad.
Of the Generation edition was fucking awesome, though.
Well, no, their newest one. I'm talking about the third. I bought the collector's edition of the third, and that one blew chunks.
They redeemed themselves with the...
Yeah, the one for the fourth.
Saints Row, the four collector edition.
Yeah, that one was
good.
With
the friggin' dubstep gun.
That one was awesome. Like, yeah, the fucking... The Gat statue, the case, like, that's...
My cat loves the dubstep gun.
Yes.
Every time she hears that music, it doesn't matter what room in the house she's in, you pull that trigger, and you hear that... She runs there, because it's a laser pointer.
Yeah.
And she knows she's going to chase a glowing dot on the floor. So that was worth it for that.
That's worth it for that alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least that's how I would look at it.
You know, they kind of went, I think they went a little overboard with that light up display case.
But I don't know. It's kind of fucking awesome.
But even that, to their credit, was only $129.
Yeah. I mean, with how much you got in that, like, that's kind of nuts. Like,
there was a lot of cool shit in there, and that's a cool looking case.
Well, you got what? You got the dubstep button, the dubstep gun, the case, the Gat statue, and the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like...
And batteries.
and batteries. Batteries are fucking expensive, man.
That came with a lot of batteries.
Well, yeah, the stand takes, like, what, like...
Eight
double A's?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Might have been six. I don't remember.
I think it might have been six.
Go watch the video I posted on Save Continue where I spend 3 minutes. God, your phone's vibrating again. Really?
That's because everybody's texting me
Put it in your pocket.
That's because everybody's texting me about, like, fuck PAX. Fuck PAX. Did you find a singer for the band yet? all this stuff. Whatever.
I'll have to wait for Tim to come back and talk about PAX.
I want to just start, like, unloading right now. my PAX thing that happened today.
No, PAX, wait for Tim. Wait for Tim.
Fuck that. It's his fault that he took a call.
Before we end, I gotta say, I think companies need to ease up with the collector edition thing. Like, every single game coming out anymore needs a collector edition.
What's the collector edition? I'm trying to think of, like, games that are coming out within, like, the next week that I'm actually thinking of purchasing. They didn't do a collector's edition of Lego Marvel, correct?
No, but they had the pre-order bonus and get a Lego figure.
Did they do one for that?
I didn't mean to do it. I'm trying to get back to the position. I'm trying to assume the position.
If you didn't leave in the first place.
Did they do one for... Are they doing one for Battlefield 4?
They are doing a limited edition. You can get a metal tin. That is it.
So it's
isn't that a GameStop pre-order, though?
It's a game. It's a first pressing. So the first pressing you get...
Get me the tin.
I have two of them at my store. I also just sold a bunch of Assassin's Creed swag today.
Get me the tin.
I want the hat. It's like $12.
I got the giant black canvas flag and a bunch of sleeves. Like those.
Oh,
ASF
yeah, the sleeves.
With tags
they tried to give me one, and I told them I would burn it, so they didn't give me one.
I didn't want to sell it, but you know.
Whatever.
You don't come to me when you're selling swag, do you?
Well, I usually give you swag. I don't sell you swag. I feed you swag, like the Dishonored thing I gave you last week.
True.
Speaking of, I haven't even gotten a chance to try that game yet.
You a hoe.
I know. He gave me a copy of Dishonored to try, and I haven't.
It's good. I'm waiting for an Oculus Rift, though, to play through the whole thing.
You're just waiting for one? It's just
going to
appear in your lap?
It's going to appear. No, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one as soon as I can.
Are you going to get the Omnitread?
No, I don't need that bullshit.
Ah, come on. It looks fucking awesome. I'm going to be that guy with an Omnitread and an Oculus Rift in his basement and a fucking one of those guns from Killzone.
Oh, God.
And Jordan will be that person standing behind you with a cell phone uploading your idiocy to YouTube.
I don't give a fuck. Dude, if that's like one of the best gaming experiences I'm going to have, go ahead and laugh at my expense.
Go ahead, having fun. Put me on Tosh.0. I don't give a shit.
Whatever. Wouldn't be the first time there was a candid YouTube video of me that got a bunch of hits.
Oh, the naked one. I remember that one.
I know.
Right? What?
Anyway.
No.
No, that's for you to find.
What else is there?
That's for you to find. What? You're not going to find it right now because it was uploaded by somebody that I don't even know.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you. Moving on.
I will spend all episode looking for this video.
Yeah, because it was from PAX of last year. And speaking of PAX from last year, and now PAX of this year, fuck PAX. Even though I bought my passes, but I had to spend $45 more than I should have because they all sold out within 20 minutes because you guys are assholes.
Yes,
all of you.
Scalpers are dickheads.
Scalpers are pricks. And
now this was something I saw at PAX Prime too, was scalpers with literal
stacks.
Like yeah. If you put your hand out, like the biggest amount of something you could hold in your hand, like clamped down on, that's how many tickets each one had in their hand.
Yes.
Which is ludicrous. And I'm not talking the rapper. It's like really, really, really aggravating how many of these tickets these people get. And then you can't, like, they take them away from the fans. Like, guys like us, we had to pay $45 more for our tickets, even though we were at the same time as everybody else. They went on sale at noon. Myself, Huber, my friend Chris, Kurt, and Jake were all trying to get them. On the button, we've been waiting for them. We let everybody know last night that you can get them. Everything sold out.
Yep.
We could only get individual day tickets, and the Saturday for those are gone completely now, too. Which is...
It's ridiculous.
Disgusting.
But the thing that pisses me off is, like, you know, I was going to buy 2 weekend passes, and because of how much more I had to spend for a single pass, I couldn't afford the second set. Because essentially I had to spend $50 more, which, you know, $20 more of that would have been my other pass. It's fucking, it's outrageous. It's absolutely crazy. And then not to mention the fact that, like, you know, our buddy Kurt, you know, he's the one that was normally hooks us up with lodging. You know, he goes through, finds hotels, you know, gets us prices for that stuff. The hotel that's connected to the convention center sold out within like an hour.
Oh yeah, the hotel was gone. We had to get the same hotel we got last year.
Yeah,
which
was
fucking far away.
Yeah, we have to take a shuttle or we take the subway underneath.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It's not that bad. It's
no, I didn't mind it, but at the same time, even the rates.
I had the plague, but.
But even the rates for that, I mean, like we're looking at what, like almost over $300 a piece, like a head for these rooms.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Like it's, I mean, it makes me angry because it's like, you know what. Things like this, for the gaming enthusiast, I mean, like, it makes it an expense that's kind of crazy.
Well, no, like you know what, though? Like, that's, if you go to conventions a lot, like me, or Kurt or Jake, like, that's, the hotel cost is the hotel cost. There's nothing you can do about that. The fact that we have three entire rooms, and it's only going to cost three rooms for... three nights, and it's only going to cost each person total for all three nights and all of the parking for three cars for those days is only $339. That's nothing.
Yeah, but essentially, think of it this way, okay? So for each person, for one night, you're going to be spending, what, like 100, 110 while you're sharing a room with, what, at least more people?
14 people, maybe 15. So
Jesus.
Yeah, three rooms.
In three rooms, that's not bad. Two people per bed, one person on the floor.
Yeah, one person on the floor that's going to be spending 300 some dollars.
Yeah, it's going to be Rob, because Rob loves the floor and the cold.
That's because he's black.
But no, it's
racist.
Dude, like,
or true.
Yeah.
Because he is black.
I've done it before going to conventions. I've stood in a blanket, spun around in a circle so it wrapped around me, then fell on the floor and was out like a light.
Well, some people have medical issues and I cannot do that.
Well, I'm sorry you can't get it up anymore, Hubert, but that
I can get it up. The problem is I can't lay on my shoulder.
No, I'm aware. And we would probably get you a bed then, like we did last time. You and me in the bed, yeah.
Dude, I tell you what, though. The rollout bed was really not that bad.
No.
Until you guys parked it next to the window.
Until the fucking snow
came in. And Snow Miser fucking opened the window in the middle of February.
So, Jake loves the cold. If he could live in a cave in Alaska, as long as he had internet, mail service, he would be fine. He would live there forever, order everything off Amazon, and live naked in this fucking cave in Alaska. Naked nice. And bearded.
Yeah.
So here we are in March in Boston, not long after the crazy snowstorm hit New England. And
yeah, there was snow everywhere.
Jake opens the window, and it opens like wide enough that I could like dive out the fucking window, which usually that doesn't happen.
And there's snow coming in.
There's snow pouring into our room.
And he's like, wow, this is nice.
He's like, this is the best. Oh my God, this is the best. I love it. Oh my God. And I'm sitting here like with the fucking Pax Plague. Patient zero of the Pax Plague. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
Very proud of that. And
I wonder if it's because the window was open.
No, it's because I was diving into a hot tub 1 minute, diving into the snow pile out on the balcony
too,
the
though.
Next. Yeah, but you guys are healthier than me. And I probably got... What,
you probably did.
I was probably sick beforehand, and my body
just,
was...
And that just jacked it up.
And no, my body was probably handling it. It's like, I got this. And then I started doing that shit. It's like, yo, don't do that. Don't do that shit. And then I got sick. Then I got really
dude,
really sick.
It was funny. We were literally jumping into the hot tub, and then immediately, because like when you got into the hot tub, there's this little like...
There's a balcony
that you can get out
that overlooks the city.
So we would jump in the hot tub, get like we'd be... You know, 100-some degrees on the
neck
outside.
Deep.
We'd jump out, we'd run out to the balcony, and then dive in a pile of snow. And then we would
come back in with snowballs and chuck them at people.
And then run back
very
in.
Very intelligent.
Back in and get right back into the hot tub.
It was incredibly fun, and we weren't even drunk. If we were drunk,
I was drinking wine.
Oh, yeah, you were drunk. Me, Kurt, and Jake, though. Oh, my God, Jake for his bachelor party was the drunkest I've seen since Otakon 2012. He's like, I'm driving the car, and he's, like, trying to text people, and he's got his camera open. So, like, he's trying to text, and, like, somebody in the back's like, who are you calling? And he's like, I'm trying to call Damien. He's like, I want to call Damien, go Chisino. And he's like, no, don't, whoever's in the back with him, I can't remember, he's like, don't call Damien, don't call him. And he's like, let me see your phone. And he shows the phone. He's like, you have your camera open. He's like, we're going to Chisino. Chisino. He couldn't say casino. And I'm laughing. I'm like, Jake, say casino. And he punches me in the head while I'm driving. I'm like, Jake's drunk. Holy shit.
I love Jake.
I do. When he gets really drunk, he just starts punching people in the head. Not
he does that
else.
When he's not drunk.
No, like, boof, like, duff you out, punch you in the head. yeah, PAX is a blast if you can go.
Yeah, if tickets aren't sold, tickets are probably going to be sold out by the time this podcast goes.
Yeah, if you're listening to this show and you don't have tickets,
you're not going to PAX. Or you're going to be spending $250 from a scalper because they're
or $1,800 cunts. Get your own like dealer table or something.
You know what? Fuck that. Let's get a dealer table next time and we won't have to worry about passes.
Thought about it. Well, so I'm not. Sword Tech probably isn't going to be a PAX either, so Kunal's humor yet, which is what that call was for, because it was like, dude, get on the registration before it's too
late.
Is
he hubering it?
Ha?
No.
Ha?
No.
Ha? That's the story of my life.
Incorrect.
Hubering.
Hubering.
Ha?
Hubris.
Well, then high five, bro.
We might get media passes.
Said hubering.
We have to talk to Kyle Gatto about of blademode.com, our sister site.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, blademode.com.
10 out of 10, Kyle Gatto, blademode.com.
EDU.
EDU. Dot gov.
Dot game. Dot XX.
X.
But, yeah.
Butthurt.
Butthurt.com.
So PAX pissed me off.
Oh, so
but you know what? PAX is still going to be awesome. Like, I'm still going to enjoy it. It just really sucks that it's more expensive than I was anticipating. So if I can get this CD of cover songs together so that I can try and comp how much I'm going to have to spend on MAGFest, and I can make a couple bucks off that, maybe that'll help me on PAX this year too, which I'm not going to hold my breath because whatever.
Other fun news. So the
I was just about to add something XL. On PAX, and
too late.
As
you had your
soon
chance.
As I'm about to
you
talk,
you had your chance. You had your chance. It's over. What do you really ask?
God, I hate you.
What do you ask?
I was going to say that I am very interested in going to PAX, but
too
I
bad.
Just next bit of news.
No, what was
no,
it?
No, I just I'm never going to be able to see myself sitting online hitting refresh and hoping to God that I could buy tickets in a 20-minute window.
All right, well,
to want to go. Like, if MAGFest ever came to that, I'm not going.
See, here's the thing that you're not the first person that I've heard complain about that today. I love that. I think it's the game. I think it's the race to get
well, it's
the ticket,
horseshit when you're
to
at work.
Get the hotel. Yeah, it's horseshit when you're at work, but they announced this before. They announced it the day before. And
a day before.
But if you are dedicated, you either call work and be like, hey guys, listen, I'm trying to set up my vacation. I have a limited window to do this. It's going to be at this time. I'm going to take off for an hour during that time.
Well, yeah, but the problem was I didn't know what time they were going out.
They said noon.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Sucker! You ain't dedicated.
Fuck you. I still at least got a day pass for each day.
Yeah, so you're set. But I like the rush of trying to get the tickets, trying to get the hotel, trying to get, like, the suite hotel, trying to do all of that. And I had a friend who's like, she checked once, and then she's like, too stressful, not going. And I'm like, wait a minute, so because it's too stressful, you're going to pass up what is literally one of the best times you can have, period. Period.
I did have, like, an absolute fucking blast when I went.
Yeah, I mean, I had a fucking blast, and I was shit-wrecked.
And you were really shitty.
I was a fucking zombie the whole fucking weekend, and it was one of the best conventions I've ever gone to, if not the, well, PAX Prime later that year topped it, because PAX Prime was...
Prime.
It was
Prime. Prime dime yeah. bitches.
It's like, it was like that, it was like PAX East on...
On crack.
Crack, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on crack. I mean, I'd been to it before, too, but this time I had such a better time, because I felt like I kind of knew... What's knew what that? I was doing now, you know?
Yeah.
The first
yeah.
time you go to a convention, you're kind of like, you're kind of...
Maybe that's why I enjoy MAGFest so much, because I've been there
every
year. Because
you've been there, yeah.
And I know what's going on. Like, MAGFest is my place. I'm sure the way you guys feel about PAX is how I feel about MAGFest.
Probably.
I still think you guys will have a better time at MAGFest.
I mean, I'm
because there's
because
less
of the alcohol?
People.
Well, no, because it's more music-related, and I'm a musician.
Well, no, because... PAX is a con.
Right.
You're going to a convention when you go to PAX. MAGFest is a party. That is a weekend long hang out with your friends party.
I've always said that about party. Conventions in general, that if you go to a convention, it's like you're going to a big party for the weekend. And I think that for MAGFest, for me, when I go, it's going to be that hanging out with my friends, having a good time, but it's going to just be that. Whereas
PAX, there's more to it. PAX,
you're doing that. But you're also on the high of, like, you're seeing shit that no one else other than the PAX attendees get to see.
Yeah.
You're getting mountains and mountains of free shit.
Yeah.
Mountains. Like,
dude,
like
we
Mount
had,
Olympus
we had to buy, of loot. We had to buy bags to carry the shit that we were getting.
You should, like, at PAX Prime, I had both bags. I looked like a cartoon shop lady. Like, I was just, like, walking up the street, like, I can't carry anymore.
Yeah, that's not going to happen at MAGFest. MAGFest isn't about...
And that's a downright shame.
No, you know what? Honestly, when he told me about MAGFest...
A plushie would be awesome.
That would be kind of cool.
I would buy a Kunal plushie.
When he told me about MAGFest, and he said, you know, you know, describing the whole setup, I'm like, you know what? After PAX, I think I need something a little bit slightly more low key as far as like,
well,
I don't
put
feel
it in perspective.
Right. So I don't feel like, oh, well, I got to make sure I make it to this place so I can get some swag, and I have to make sure that I get to this place and have this long, like, laundry list of an itinerary of, like, I got to hit this, I got to hit this, I got to hit this, I got to... No.
You know, MacFest, you just go and
you just
enjoy.
Go. Right. And that's why I'm, like, I'm kind of excited for that because it's something that is, you know, literally a lot more laid back. Whereas PAX... Yeah, there's, you know, there's going to be stuff that I'm going to want to hit up, and I'm going to have to manage my time properly.
I'm crushing the Logitech booth this year.
Yeah.
They gave out free mouses, free mouse pads, free keyboards.
Damn.
And it was time. So you had to, like, at 12 o'clock on Friday, they gave out 200 keyboards. And I was like, so I know that this year, Logitech booth, where is it? Know where it is. And get there like an hour before any of these handouts and just hang
and
out.
Chill.
To me, that's just like you're wasting an hour waiting for a free keyboard.
No, they entertain you usually.
No, there's plenty of stuff going on that you're entertained.
It's just, I don't.
So we got to get you to one of these and then.
You'll understand. Yeah. Like, honestly,
I'm sure I'll understand when I get there. And I would love to get mountains and mountains of free swag.
Dude, PAX,
but
PAX
not
in clothe me for a year. Like, but,
no one's going to clothe me.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes the only shirts that you can get are the biggest shirts.
5X?
Maybe not 5X. We could stitch a bunch together for you.
There you go. Just cut them in half
and just
sew four of them together.
Dude, you know what? No, what we'll do is we'll make them to look like a suit. We'll get like 20 of them. And then we'll like make like a coat and then you just wear the shirt underneath and then like we'll make like pants out of it. And then you show back up at the booth and be like, do I win?
Do I win more shirts? Can I get more shirts to make another one of these suits?
Now,
sew them into a muumuu.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, one of the panels that we have to hit, because I've hit it at PAX East and PAX Prime this year, they gave out, between both, nearly $20,000 worth of loot. The NVIDIA panel. And what's awesome about it is... So I went to the NVIDIA panel because I like their video cards. I like their graphics cards. I like their tech just all around. I like that company.
They support their customers.
They support their shit hardcore.
Yeah.
So I went to the panel just curious to see like, well, maybe, you know, maybe they'll unveil like a new line of cards or something. Like,
yeah.
So I go there and they're just like, they're like, here's some shit as you walk in the door, like noisemakers, NVIDIA noisemakers. I'm like, that's kind of cute. And I'm like really sick. So I'm like, I couldn't like talk. And they're like, everybody yell, the loudest yeller gets a prize. And I'm like, but they had a mountain of stuff on stage, and if you go, you have a pretty good fucking chance. I mean, there's probably, I mean, at PAX Prime, there's a lot more people at that one.
Yeah.
But at the other one I went to, there's maybe 150 people, and they're giving away. They gave away
$1,000 graphic cards. Like,
well, they probably gave away 50 different things.
Yeah,
50 or less. So I mean, like that's like you have a 1 in 4 chance, roughly, of winning something. Easy peasy, and. That one of the things they gave away was that fucking Tiki, Falcon Northwest Tiki computer. It's a $4,500 computer.
Christ.
More powerful than my computer at home and literally the size of an Xbox 360.
Yep.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yep. Yep.
It's so small, in fact, that they have to mount a piece of granite to the bottom of it so it doesn't fall over. it's nuts. They gave that away. So I'm hitting that. I'm going to be first in line. I'm going to cosplay something NVIDIA related because they're actually this time... They
cosplay as a graphics card.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Guess
let's cosplay as a shield.
That would be awesome. We'll come up with we'll
wait, no, just the logo of the shield. We'll just do the fucking the green. Like what they put on those t-shirts from last year.
Oh
just the
God.
NVIDIA shield logo. We'll just make a gigantic foam thing that we just get inside. We walk up in.
Well, the reason why I say this is because at Prime, they did it differently. They handed out random tickets to random people that were in line. And one of the guys who cosplayed something NVIDIA related got one of the tickets because you're like, oh, you're into this shit.
Right.
Yeah, the tickets, they pulled these 5 or 6 people up and they had them rock, paper, scissors for the Tiki.
Oh, my Lord.
I was like,
jeez.
Holy shit.
I'd crap.
And it was funny because the first guy they pulled up who was the cosplayer was the guy who won, too.
That's awesome.
It was nuts.
Yeah, dude, it's stuff like that. Well, even when we were in line for Borderlands, like the Borderlands panel
they came
was
out,
fucking
they came out,
awesome.
The Gearbox people came out to the line, And they, like, groups of them, and they're just giving out swag and swag and swag, giving out just lots of stuff, having, like, trivia about Gearbox and Borderlands. Mad fun. And they unveiled all that stuff there. We got the free DLC for everything forever. I got to meet friggin', oh my god, I can't remember his name.
Anthony Birch.
And Randy Pitchford, and, like, all the voice actors from Borderlands, like, everybody. It's a fucking spectacle where your mouth is just, like, hanging open the whole time. Even waiting in line, you're fucking entertained. We bring Ascension, a card game, with us. So if we're in a line for a panel that we know we're going to have to be there 2 hours
before. We sit down and we play some card games.
Street passes. We have a blast.
Street passes.
Your 3DS gets obliterated.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Happens at MAGFest, too.
Dude, PAX is like, I was watching people, like, clear their street passes and then, like, instantaneously having 10 again.
Yeah.
And then just, like, just to do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Like, ugh.
The tournaments, the League of Legends tournaments, they had the world.
I opted out of the what is it? The Oda or the, what the fuck do they call it? It's like a tournament that they randomly select people that bought weekend passes.
The Omegathon.
Yeah. I opted out of it just because I want to, like, have fun while I'm there. But the Omegathon.
Wait, if you got selected.
Yeah. Okay. So I opted out of it.
I would love to get selected for that. Omegathon
is essentially they take a bunch of people and they make them, like,
get shaved. They shave them. Nah.
What? No.
It's like a game Olympics. They pick a random.
I know what Omegathon is.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, enough on this. We're going way too balls to the wall with this.
Well, there wasn't much going on today. PAX is big news. Yeah,
we're gonna have more talk on it as we get closer to it.
Too. Well, yeah, and as they start releasing, like, information on, like, what the panels are going to be like and who's going to be there. And
speaking of people being somewhere, it was confirmed that a rival will be performing at MAGFest.
Yeah.
Ooh. Suckers.
Which actually will, yeah, I'm going to be filming them. That's why I'm getting one of the reasons why I'm getting my camera up to spec, other than
word.
The review stuff that I need to do.
Word bird.
Yeah, we're going to be filming them. I don't know if you want to try to help me record audio. I figured that him and I could probably do it, but
I'm sure he could probably do it. If not, just tell him to get a hold of me and we could try and figure it out.
Yeah, we made plans at 8static to try and figure that out, because 8static was.
All I would literally have to do is just take a feed from his board and feed it into this and then just record.
Yeah, so we're going to have to figure something out. But I don't know if he has that equipment on him when he comes in. So
if not, we'll bring it with me.
I want to have a freaking team ready to record this guy, because I've wanted to record him. And the only good show we had out in PAX Prime that was, like, take picturable. He didn't bring my fucking camera bag. He's like, nah, we couldn't fit it in the car. There was mad space in that car. I have no idea what he's talking about. But anyway, the Zelda 3DS XL, did we talk about that at all?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, well, it is coming to the US.
Yep.
Is it?
Yes.
Yep.
However, there's a caveat.
Black Friday at GameStop.
It's only Black Friday at GameStop.
Oh, fuck.
Unless they have extras.
Well, it might be other places. I don't think Nintendo even really confirmed its existence for America yet.
But I asked my manager at GameStop, and she said that they are only getting it for the Black Friday sale as an early bird thing. So I imagine this is going to be as limited as the Pikachu Edition XL.
Probably.
Would not shock me at all.
That pisses me off, because I want an XL that doesn't look, like, stupid.
Right, they do kind of look dopey. But, yeah, so
I'm probably just going to slap a bunch of stickers on mine at this point, because I just, like...
I'm going to be... all over that. I told her, I'm like, you're holding me one. If I'm not working Black Friday, I'm working the morning shift so I can make sure that I get it. Customers are going to come and be like, I need the Zelda XL. And I'll be like, we're sold out. And they'll be like, how'd you sell out? You just opened. I'll be like, I don't fucking know.
Because I took a dump on one in our inventory.
I pulled out, it's got shit on it. I'm like, do you want this one?
Mine.
Like, I open the hinges and there's shit inside. I'm like, I'll wash it for myself, but do you want to wash it?
They would.
Probably would. I would.
That thing's pretty gorgeous looking.
I know.
Joe.
I'm just mad because, like...
You're gorgeous looking.
I'm mad because I got rid of my 3DS one to get an XL because I got big hands. I couldn't play the fucking thing.
You know what else he's got? Big gloves.
I know. But they didn't have any cool ones available for me. And then as soon as I bought the fucking thing, they came out with a solid black one, like a week later.
Solid.
Pricks. But anyway.
Couldn't have returned it?
No.
Why? Awkward silence.
The stare that I'm giving Joe right now
is beautiful. Their love is beautiful.
There's a connection. I could feel it.
Anyway, yeah, I'll probably just slap a bunch of stupid stickers on mine and call it a day. And then just...
So, Joe.
Do that. If I get the Zelda one, I'll sell you my Pikachu one.
Ooh.
That's solid. That is solid.
That is kind
of
solid.
That's one of the, that is one of the rarest systems you can have right now. I shouldn't tell it, say that out loud.
Someone was saying you could get like $200 for the thing.
You can get like
I want one that's cool looking. I just want one that doesn't look fucking stupid and blue.
Let's get a we'll get a Berserk case for it.
Get the Nerf
or an Attack on Titan case. Did you see the Attack on Titan 3DS game coming out?
Yes.
Did you see that?
No, I still haven't watched Attack on Titan.
Oh my!
You don't need to. You know, if you literally just watch like a well, no, you watch that. Node did the LAN party of Attack on Titan.
We watched it. Here,
yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, for those of you who don't like anime, this is irrelevant to you. But for those of you who do, watch Attack on Titan.
Murder.
It's like The Walking Dead meets Spider-Man with giants.
Wow, I like that. That's like the coolest analogy that I've ever heard about that.
It really is.
It is fucking awesome. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. What do you got for us? Do you have emails?
No.
Oh.
We have one from last week, actually, from Zach. Because
I was going to say, I mean, but like, we have
yeah.
Our eternal listener.
I was going to ask if you saw the two XLs that Japan's going to be getting.
Don't show them to me. Don't.
They're all right.
What?
Orange and turquoise.
But is like the two-tone. D-pad colored?
Yes.
You bastards!
And the buttons.
Oh!
They're pretty.
Fucking pricks.
They're very pretty.
Ugh.
I still hope we get the Luigi one.
If we get
the Year of the Luigi, like, at a different store for a Black Friday thing, I think I would take that over Zelda.
Ooh, that's tough, dude.
It's ugly. It's nice that they're making it, but it's green. Ugly.
I love it. It looks
it's
so
pastel
great.
Pastel green.
So what? It's green. If your favorite color is green, then you're going to get one that's green.
If my favorite color is green, I'm going to hold out for a quality green.
Like an emerald green?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cat. 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 Get up. Get
wait.
Up.
Did cat jump cat. Up?
Ass Creed Liberation is going cat. To be launching in January.
Wait, what?
Liberation HD.
Which one's
the
Liberation?
Vita one?
Oh, okay.
$20. Not bad.
$20?
It's only $20!
Is it PS4 exclusive?
PSN.
Oh.
PSN exclusive?
I think PS3.
Sons of bitches.
It's coming to Steam on the 15th.
What up, Steam?
What up, Steam?
And XBLA is also in the works. I would imagine that would launch around the same time.
PC but. Master Race.
Fuck yeah.
Has reworked it extensively with regard to pacing, upgraded HD visuals, 15 new missions.
Oh. All I know is I'm ready to play a lot of Battlefield on my PC on Tuesday.
Probably not going to be able to afford it.
I am ready to play Saints Row 4 Enter the Dominatrix.
I forgot. Doesn't that come out like today or?
It came out yesterday.
Cat times two.
Oh, okay.
Boogaloo.
Uh-oh.
Fuck.
Achievement.
Going for the cat achievement again.
Cat achievement.
Cat.
She loves you.
You have to let me know how that is, because I didn't get a season pass, because I got the season pass for Borderlands instead.
Yeah. I am really looking forward to Battlefield. I hope I can scrounge up some doll hairs for it. I just bought a new mouse, so.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
But I didn't get the one.
No, you got the Logitech one.
No, I didn't get that one.
No, you didn't get that one?
I canceled it because I needed to, my spending right now is if I'm going to buy something, I'm only going to buy one thing. So I scrapped that and got a memory card for my camera that will let me do the special filming work.
Give me the 10.
Yes, remind me.
Yes.
Text me tomorrow after 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow after 6, okay.
So.
Future Joe, this is your, oh wait, no, because this will get posted.
You're drunk.
Never
anyway,
mind.
Anyway.
Past Joe. This
well, if
is your
I edit
reminder.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, if you edit tomorrow, current Joe, this is a reminder.
Future Joe, you're too late.
Fuck you.
If you're listening to this on Friday.
I'll be working till midnight, so anywhere from 6 till midnight.
Oh, yeah, because we're doing midnight releases.
Oh, Batman.
Batman.
Flatman.
Batman.
Batman.
Oh, yeah, so how about, well, yeah, here's the other thing. Technically, because Battlefield's getting released on Tuesday, there's the midnight release for Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
Battlefield.
And Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, WWE.
Rassles.
That comes out, too.
Yeah. So, midnight release on Tuesday is actually going to be pretty jacked.
Brutal.
I actually had a couple people walk into the store today that they were like, hey, are you doing a midnight release for WWE? And I'm like, no. Well, wait a minute. Technically, yes.
Brutal. I had the Phenom edition pre-ordered.
Yeah.
But I decided against it and canceled it.
An AMD edition pre-ordered?
No, the Phenom edition.
The Phenom.
Phenom's the name of one of their products.
Like, the Undertaker, the Phenom.
Bong.
You don't know who the fucking Undertaker is?
I know who the Undertaker is. I just don't care.
Bong.
On my list of things that I care about, I think wrestling is last.
It's actually last.
I think it's just below the Wii U.
Well, I guess I'm not going to invite you next time I pirate a pay-per-view. order legitimately a pay-per-view.
I just never... It never appealed to me at any point. Like, I imagine that if I liked it growing up in, like, my childhood, I'd probably still be like, yeah. Ooh, it's cool.
It's hit and miss for me.
The only wrestling that I like...
is Keep Fire going. Pro.
Is gay no, no, no. porn. No,
no. Fire Pro Wrestling.
Bear...
I actually really wish they would make a new Fire Pro Wrestling.
Well, they had the Fire Pro Xbox Live game.
Yeah, but apparently that one was pretty bad. That one was like you used your avatars.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking awful. I tried the demo. It was more like a fighting game with a ring, and the fighting aspect was fucking awful.
Now, I'm going to show them a video real quick. Huber's already seen it, I'm sure. But for the listeners, just look up Kaiju Big Battle.
All
Out War.
Yeah, they used to show that on G4 back in the day when that was a thing.
So, so good.
Why don't they make a kaiju wrestling game?
That would be amazing. I don't know, to be honest.
Create your own kaiju.
They're very small. They're very independent. They do shows when they can. In fact, there's one next month if you want to go in New York.
I just spent extra money on packs.
I don't know how I'm paying for it yet. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I've never gone to a kaiju, and I always wanted to.
It's so fucking fun.
I know. I've watched videos, but I want to be there live because that would just be fucking awesome.
Dude, they had fucking Twinkies or something that they're whipping at each other in the one fight, and they're going out into the crowd. So we started like whipping him back at Dr. Cube when he's like in the middle of a fight, and if you hit him, he would stop whatever he's doing and look and point at you.
So when is it next month?
I can check. This is relevant to
SML Kaiju Big Battle.
SML Kaiju Cast.
10 out of 10 blademode.com.
Yep. Speaking of Kaiju.
Kaiju Gatto.
I just brought home
Kaiju Gatto.
Oh my god. To Photoshop. Someone Photoshop it quick.
Someone put Kyle Gatto's face on Dr. Cube.
No, just put him on like a Godzilla fucking picture.
Oh, man.
Zach, there's your assignment.
Yeah. Whoever's...
Oh, no. That's our next contest.
Design Kyle Gatto as a kaiju.
Kaiju Gatto. I'll find a sweet prize for somebody if they do that.
Oh, my God. I could always find swag to chip in.
We'll figure something out.
That's the next big podcast, everybody.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. We still have a Grand Theft Auto 5 poster that we're supposed to give away.
Okay, so the Grand Theft Auto 5 poster will go in there. I think I have an extra Pokemans poster.
Oh, well, we could have Pokemon Timeline. Because I have... I actually have an extra. And we actually, for whatever reason, we got shipments of more today.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we got extra timelines. So, I don't know why, but... Whatevs. Yeah, we can figure something out.
Oh, how many plushies did your store get for the Harvest Moon thing?
3 or 4.
That's it? Really?
That's all I saw.
It's in the flyer that if you buy any of so many Harvest Moon limited. Games.
Huh. It probably says supplies limited. While probably, supplies last.
And they're like all, each one's different.
Really?
I think you have like green different. And I thought you had two different ones.
Each one that I saw was completely different. They all had different tags on them. I think that what it is they're taking ones that were manufactured for the other games.
And then just passing them off as this one?
I think there's going to be random, like... Because I know they made a bunch of different ones and some people didn't get them all.
Yeah.
There's going to be... This is almost like your second chance to get a bunch. Where the fuck...
What are you trying to do?
Find a kaiju event. I wonder when.
Oh, you're trying to look that up now? Okay, then.
Yeah, because I know Hometown Story just came out, which I want to know more about. It looks kind of like Animal Crossing-ish, but you're running the town. You're running the store.
Space
you're the pirate shop wrestling. Space pirate wrestling.
Metroid wrestling.
Okay, it's called Japandemonium. Is November 16th.
Oh, November 16th. I don't think so. I think I'm probably going to be working.
That and the fact that it's like in the middle of two console releases.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be working.
There is the poster at the top for it.
Oh my God.
They have a news broadcast. What
the fuck? I'm so upset that I'm not going to be able to see it. Son of a
bitch.
Are
you definitely going?
If I have the money to get my ass to New York City, I will go. Absolutely.
How are you get? Like, are you driving there?
I'd probably drive. Yeah, I usually if it's New York, I drive to Journal Square. I hop on the train. I party all night, and then I hop on the train. Then I drive my car home.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are on sale now. Let's click.
Let's do some shopping while we're.
Ashley's
doing that.
In the other room listening. Like, God, I fucking hate him so much right now.
Probably.
I don't have enough shit to get him.
Yeah,
shut up, Ashley. I mean,
hey, Ash, what you playing?
Wrong show.
She's watching Revolution.
She's what?
Watching Revolution?
She's playing DDR Revolution?
No, she's watching
Close enough.
Okay.
An NBC show called Revolution.
She's watching the movie Evolution?
Yes.
I do the bigger battle.
I like that movie.
I saw that movie way too many times. Because, like, in study hall in high school, that was one of the VCRs that we had.
Tickets are $25.
It's not bad.
Yeah, the shittiest thing is getting there and back.
Yeah, how much would you want chipped in for gas?
I do not know.
Would you even
I'd have to figure it out. Depends on what the trip is. This is the most thought I've put into it.
Live on the podcast.
Kaiju event. Okay, I should try and go there.
Yeah,
of thought.
They had one like a month or two back and I really wanted to go and then I derped and missed it.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about it.
Is it Stage 48? Is it this fucking place?
Why don't you look up the email from...
Yeah, list me as a maybe if Ashley doesn't murder me for thinking about it.
Oh, the place it's at, too, is nice.
Is it?
Enter the dominatrix.
Excuse me. I'm just going to keep burping in your ear, listener.
Loading email.
Okay, anyway, I wish we had more podcasts like this because these are fun.
Kaiju Big Battle. Kyle
Big Battle.
Big Battle.
Kyle Gatto.
Kyle Gatto. Kaiju Gatto Big Battle.
He's Kyle Jew. Kyle Jew Battle. Kyle Jew Gatto.
Jew Battle?
Kyle Jew Gatto. Big Battle.
God, this is so bad.
Kaiju Big Gatto.
Kaiju Big Gatto. Oh my God, we can't tell him we're doing this. We have to just, the contest has to hit, and then we need to post it on like the main page of the website.
Kaiju Big Gatto.
Be fucking amazing.
Oh, could we swing like a ticket to the event? Like, could we?
Yo, yeah, if...
Well, that wouldn't be fair, because if you don't live near New York...
Then don't enter the contest, idiot.
Like, we have a lot of people who enter our contests in the first place.
Yeah, but we could pimp it.
Pimp it real good. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, keep the pimp hand strong.
So do you want the week-old email
from
Zach? Sorry, all right, Zach. Chris, do you know the Sega Genesis game Lightning Force?
I do.
It was one of my favorite games as a kid, and if you know it, it would be awesome to hear a track on your pet project.
Ooh, I've got like such a freaking laundry list of songs already. I could try and look through some
DLC pack.
DLC pack. No, also, maybe I could do like a
online EP.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Also, do you have a name yet, like band performer name? I vote you go
Blade
with
Mode.
I vote you go with Blade Mode.
It is. We already decided it's Blade Mode.
And have this album be titled 10 out of 10.
Yeah, we already
went through that.
And feature a song from Metal Gear Rising Revengeance in honor of our fearless leader, which we
already did. Yeah, so it's, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, Zach.
No. We didn't announce any of this.
Yeah. We talked about it on the podcast.
No, I didn't say the name of the project or anything.
No, because remember, that's how we came up with it. Because I was the guy who came up with 10 out of 10. We weren't recording?
He sent this in before he heard the episode.
Oh, that's right. He sent it in before we actually recorded the episode. Son of a bitch.
He didn't know any of this.
Wow.
So, that's really funny.
So stupid minds hysterical. Think alike.
Hilarious.
By the way, I counted a total of 27 Blade Mode mentions throughout the cast.
There was more.
There had to be more.
There was way more.
With 12 of those literally happening within the first 5 minutes.
There had to be so many more. Yeah.
He says he was highly disappointed with the final number, and I think he's wrong.
That's because you're totally wrong.
And look at that, three paragraphs instead of three pages. You're welcome, Zach.
Well, that's good.
Wasn't that cute?
It wasn't that cute. I'm sorry.
So he told us everything that we already decided.
Yep.
And he has to be wrong on the number of Blade Modes.
Yeah, there has to. I mean, I'm not going to personally go back and listen to it, but I know there's more than that.
He might.
Yeah, but if he already listened to it and his count was wrong.
He might.
I like that we're saying that he's wrong and we're just like, yeah, you're wrong. We're not going to go back and check it, but you're wrong. I like the way that we think. You're like, fuck you, you're wrong. Prove it. No, I don't have to. You're wrong.
That's the Tim school of thought on everything.
You're an idiot. You don't know how to play this game. I'm like an MLG master. Yeah, but you know what? You don't know how to play it right.
I've thought before while watching people's PlayStation.
Our job is not to figure shit out. It's to decide.
No, we are commentators on gaming life and lifestyle. We're not paid. So I was just going to say, we're not paid to think. We're not paid.
We're not paid, so fuck off.
Yeah. You take what you can get, sir
or madam. I wish we got paid.
We get paid in experience and life lessons.
Kyle Gatto pay us.
10 out of 10, 10 hourly. 10 out, .com.
10 out of 10 paycheck. .com.
10 out of 10
one
free
day,
shit.
One day, if we build the website up enough, it'll make it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to. Oh, yeah. So, video stuff. People might be interested in this. So, my first video thing, I'm doing the Deus Ex mobile game. And I'm using something I got off Kickstarter, which is a controller thingamabobber. It's kind of hard to explain.
Thingamabobber.
But you'll see it when I review it, because I'm going to do two separate reviews, but I'm going to use the one and the other one as well. And then I'll do like a separate review right after
Is that the technical name for it? The thingamabobber?
It's actually called the...
The thingamabobber.
Invisible controller.
What is wrong with you?
Crinklecast!
Crunchcast.
Now it's just crinkle. Those are crinkles.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to get into the bag.
We have to have... There has to be 100% more crunches than crinkles for it to be Crunchcast.
Okay. Let me even out the ratio.
So much crinkle. Anyway, so we're going
to... And to think, the original plan for this week's episode was an interview with William of the 1UPS. So instead of going in our more professional direction that we've been working on...
More professional erection, did you just say?
Yes. We're just doing this bullshit for
If you guys want to do videos of any of your reviews...
Oh, none of them that I'm signed up for because I'm not on the email list?
There's a lot of other shit you could review. And oh my God, so I forwarded him like...
Okay, no more crunch gas.
I tried to get him on the spreadsheet for save continue, right? He needs to get access to it. I told him to email Kyle. So I'm looking at the spreadsheet though, and there are games that people were going to review and they can't or never did, things like that. I'm like no one did a Killer is Dead review. And I'm like, Huber, do a Killer is Dead review. He's like, no, I don't want to do a review for a game that's already out. And I'm like, well, good luck getting any other game then. Like, look at this list. Everybody's got everything locked down.
The thing is, like, we have our names there. in the event that we get review copies. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how other people are. I know Zach and JP both just love blazing through and reviewing shit, but I've always said from the beginning, my mindset is, if I'm sent a review copy of a game, it is my job to review that game.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Because that is your payment for that.
If I am buying a game with my own money, I'm going to enjoy that game at my leisure.
Right.
Yeah.
And by that's then, how I feel as
and
well.
And by then, it'll be too late to actually
get a
timely review. I mean, we have the save continued backlog feature. Thank God we finally changed the name on that. But, you know, a Killer is Dead review would be great for save continued.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not, because of the fact that we're a small site, it would just be a good review in general. It doesn't even have to be part of the backlog thing. Yeah. Because if it's not a high profile game, it doesn't really matter if you get it out right on time. There's not people waiting with bated breath for like a Worms Revolution or whatever that game was, Clan Wars. Like, no one's waiting on that review for Killer is Dead. But I think that it would be good, especially if, you know, me or Huber did a review of it, because him and I both love that fucking guy.
Yeah, I think, like, now, trying to treat it as a new game release review wouldn't really work. Well, that's why I think it would work more as a save continued review.
Yeah, I would just put it up. I wouldn't even bother. I'd just kind of run it like, you know, there's a review up of this now. If it's farther back, maybe we should come up with rules for that, too. Maybe if it's, you know, older than 6 months, it goes into this log, you know? And that's just because we don't get paid to do every game review, and we might want to review games that can't right away.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing, too. If you have any games that you want us to review, you know, you might have to send us a copy if we can't get one.
Well, like the Wind Waker one, I would have loved to have seen that get reviewed, and I can't remember who did it, but they had to go out and buy it, so they didn't review it. Which to me, it's like, I feel like that if you sign up for the review and you had to buy it and you're going to play it anyway, just review it. Like, you don't.
Well, yeah, but you might not. I see where Joe's coming from as doing it timely.
Yeah.
Like, if I purchase a game, like, I bought Grand Theft Auto. If you asked me to review Grand Theft Auto in its entirety right now, I couldn't do it. And it's been out for how long now?
Oh, I crushed that game. I could have done that.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I haven't finished the storyline yet. I've been playing a decent amount.
Story and saw all three endings.
What?
There's multiple endings.
Okay.
Fuck.
And there's stuff that I discovered after I got rid of the game, though. But I could not 100% that. And I doubt that most reviewers could 100% that and find everything, because there's still new things.
I don't think to review it, you need to 100% it, but I think for the most part, in a story-driven game, beating the story,
yeah, that constitutes is a beating the
definite
game.
Qualification to
redoing a review.
Review a game,
right?
Like, I wouldn't play halfway through Grand Theft Auto and then review the whole game. That's fair.
Absolutely not. Although I didn't play the DLC levels for Halo Spartan Assault for my review.
Well,
because
that's DLC.
And to be fair, when I did my Rise of the Triad review, I couldn't get past it because it was so damn difficult.
Should I IDD QD?
It was a hard game.
I mean, there's limitations. Like, with me, I did on the Shaming Vault, I did a review for Silent Hill Book of Memories.
Shaming Vault.
Yeah, I won't refer to it as its normal name. The Laming Vault. But I only reviewed...
The Maiming Vault.
I could only play not even half the game of Silent Hill because it became so brutally difficult and unfair to the player, and I made that a point to state in my review.
No, I think that that's completely fair, too, in a review. If you can't finish the game because it's just too difficult, or like it just makes you rage quit, I mean, I'll usually give it a day or two and come back to it, give it another shot. But then, like I did that with Halo Spartan Assault, I had to put the game down and walk away from it because it was so aggravating how, like, he saw me.
Oh, my God. Dude, that game.
I played it 10 times in a row and got killed in the last 10 seconds of the mission. One was the last physical second on the clock. I got killed by some cheap bullshit.
Wow.
Fuck this game. Hard. But,
like, in Book of Memories, one of my biggest issues was the traps that they had in the game. They have hidden traps.
Trap.
Well, they don't show up. Like, some games, if you get close to them, you could see the traps and they'll show up and you could walk around them or, you know, disarm them or whatever. The traps in Book of Memories don't show up until you trigger them.
Don't play Dark Souls.
Yeah, I know.
The penitent man kneels before God.
But one of the...
Praise the sun.
One of the traps slows you to a crawl. Like,
yeah,
an eighth of the speed. And you have monsters just beating the shit out of you where you can't roll out of the way. You can't block. You can't do anything. And that's, I think that's one of the things they actually fixed in a patch that they put out. And
wow.
I love Way Forward, but fuck that game. Like, big time. And I was excited as shit for that game.
I'm like, honestly, and it, is it bad that, like, part of me kind of wants to get rid of my copy of GTA because, like, nobody wants to play online because of how buggy it is? Is that, like, is
let
that
me know a, when you're playing. I'll jump on.
I got rid of mine and my Xbox right after.
I know.
Do you ever keep things?
No, I just recycle them all the time. Because
like his women.
Because I try to look at things that I own as the time, the money value it is worth to me over a period of time. And it's cheaper for me to sell an Xbox. But go buy an Xbox for $90 and sell it for $60 or whatever. Not even, because I can still get them for cost. So, and then I just sell them back and I lose. It's like renting it, you know? So if I need to do a review or anything, like I was really, when I found out nobody did the Wind Waker review, I was like, oh, I should go get a fucking Wii U. I almost went up to the video game store and just snatched a Wii U so I could play it and then do a review. Then,
is it bad? Is it bad because of the cost that I now have to look at for packs that I'm thinking about taking off my layaway of a Wii U?
It wouldn't be a bad decision.
I would still get it because it's the Zelda
one. I want it so bad. I do.
I definitely agree with that. If you physically get something from Kyle Gatto 10 out of 10, then, you know, or whatever vendor sends us a game or whatever, then you are obligated to review it in a timely manner.
Yeah. There's only one game I've been sent that I didn't review, and I talked to Kyle about it. That was when there was some crazy personal shit going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, that shit went down, but I even said, you know, I'll try going back to it. He said, if you get back to it and you could play it again and you can finish it and do a review, that'd be cool. If not, you know, I already talked to the publisher. They're all right with it. Because honestly, I wasn't going to give it a good review anyways.
Mm. What was it?
Thunder Wolves for Xbox Arcade. It was like a helicopter.
Did anybody review Ride to Hell, Road to Redemption?
No.
That game's fucking bad.
Yeah.
Like hysterically bad.
I do want to play it someday.
What is it?
Ride to Hell Redemption.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Well, I'll show you after the podcast.
Okay.
If anybody out there watch a Let's Play of this or something, just it will make you laugh your socks off if you're wearing socks. If you're not,
I think I have it.
Do you have it?
I think so.
Oh, no.
Can we play it after the podcast quick?
You don't want to, but you could.
I kind of want to.
That'll be next week's discussion.
How bad was this game?
1 week, the three of us just have to pick like a god awful game from this generation
and play it,
play through it, and then we'll discuss it on the show.
Or how about this? We all pick a really terrible game and we all have to play it like one game and see who can beat it first. Like, see who can sit through the torture long enough to beat the game and prove that they beat the game.
I think it would be
funnier. I'm going to say League of Legends.
You don't win at League of Legends, period.
If you win the world championship, you win at League of Legends.
No, we're going to have this like little contest of ours go on for, oh, I don't know, like 6 years or something crazy.
Joe becomes Korean over those 6 years.
I think it would be more fun to have three different games to get three different really horrible stories. Dark Souls 2. No, I'm talking like Ride to Hell.
That was
Colonial
an audible
Marines.
Facepalm. I know that came up in the microphone because I heard it in my ears.
That would be awesome, though, if we did do that, because we'd all be baller by the time Dark Souls 2 came out. We'd all be ripping that game apart, and it'd be...
No, I would want to kill myself. Actually, I don't know.
I love that everybody gets so mad about Dark Souls. Anybody? Because there are two people. There's no in-between. It's either you fucking love that game, or you fucking hate that game.
Yeah. No, because I'm kind of like on the fence. Like, it pisses me off to no avail, but I like
cool
the game.
I like playing it. It's fun to play, but I am so bad at it. So bad at it.
The new one. The new one.
The new one's going to be worse.
A little slicker, but they added in a bunch of bullshit.
Of course,
like,
they did.
For instance.
Wait, I remember the video of like the guy with the fucking carriage and the horses.
Yeah, there's that. But there's another instance. So There's now caves that are pitch black. There's one of these in Dark Souls 1. But you can carry a torch into these caves to light your way. So you have one hand carrying the torch and the other hand with a sword if you have a good one-handed sword, but it completely limits you. You can no longer, like, block. You can block, but if you block, it puts out the torch. And then you're fucked. You have to play by, like, the sound. I think that you can see things, but only if they're right up on you. So it's going to be brutal. They showed a lot of other cool things, too. Like, somebody, I think it was a giant throwing a, like, a giant axe the size of, like, an SUV at you. And apparently, if you parry it, it'll, like, knock it back at him and hit him in the face or something. And, like, sticking him. There's a lot of really crazy secret, like, environmental things, too. They showed a golem hiding behind, like, a... He was in a dungeon locked up. And there's only, like, a little hole that you can see him through, like, through the door. And if you shoot an arrow through there and hit him, he gets pissed off and starts bashing out the entire wall to get to you. And then eventually breaks free and comes at you. And it's like a giant fucking creature. It looks, but that you'd never know unless you tried like that.
Yeah,
that stuff was all over the Dark Souls.
Oh my god, yeah. Like
that. But if you shot them, they wouldn't really do anything. You could probably kill them, but they couldn't get to you. Now
they can.
Now there's like crazy.
And that brings us full circle to March 11th, Dark Souls 2 and Titanfall.
So what music we got today?
We don't want to go back into the fuck. Collector's Edition discussion.
And I'll probably have them both. This week...
The Collector's Editions or the regulars?
Collectors.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I'm still, like...
I could never.
That Titanfall one, it looks awesome. I even told
You'll
Ashley, crack. Like, it's just too much. And she's like, well, your birthday's the next week.
You're an enabler! You're an enabler! Yes, I am talking to you.
Are you talking to me?
You're an enabler. I know. As long as you know, then that's
okay. Well,
knowing's half the battle.
Since William of the One Ups was originally going to be our guest, but work schedules and recording schedules didn't line up, we're going to play some One Ups this week. I wanted to talk to him about their new music. They've been doing a lot more like electro funk lately. Mm-hmm. But their newest song available on their Bandcamp page is back to like old school One Ups jazzy feel.
Okay.
It's a bossa nova version of the Metal Gear Solid theme.
Bossa nova.
It's
I like bossa nova.
Jazzy bossa nova. It's fucking amazing. It is so good. They brought back their old bass player Moose and their original saxophone player Nate Cloud.
Saxophone.
But it's
sexy sax,
it is beautiful. I hope they're working on more. I can't wait to hear more. And then we'll play a couple other songs too.
every week that I think we're going to have a serious podcast, the fuck lord shows up.